This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The left has redefined language. What is said and what it means. Words now mean what they say they mean. Nothing more, nothing less. Silence can be violence. Actual violence and destruction can sometimes be mostly peaceful, and at other times, insurrection or sedition. Control the meaning of things and you control the narrative. Control the narrative and you control communication. And through the control of communication like Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, they hope to control America and you. This is why the Democrats perceived and still perceive Trump as dangerous. He has used Twitter brilliantly, negating their narrative control. Sort of like prior to all this, of course, when Reagan wanted to do something in Congress, when Congress wouldn't listen to him, he'd just go to TV. He'd get on TV and take it straight to you. They spent 4 years trying to destroy him with lies, and yet our leftist elites were doomed by their incompetence and a misunderstanding of why people elected Trump in the first place, which is still very much the case now. The Capitol Hill riots terrified the left because they occurred as Democrats were on the threshold of supposed triumph over an insipid electorate they thought too impotent to fight back. And there's a lot of layers to what happened on January the 6th that are only being peeled back now. One thing is certain, especially on the left, they hate Americans and they have so little respect for us, they have made no effort to hide the steel. So to Democrats, the storming of Capitol Hill on January 6th was their worst nightmare. Plumbing the depths of their deepest insecurities and fears, it showed them their grip on the reins of power was tenuous at best and illusory at worst. And that's always been the case. Having control over something, control is an illusion. Control is a voluntary state. The reason things are civil in the United States, for the most part, to compare to other countries, is that we are that way of our own free will. There is no governmental control that can tamp down a group of people of any size. When they saw these people in the Capitol building, not one Democrat thought to try to engage them because they were too afraid. They turned tail and they ran from the despised unwashed. And in all things, the left is motivated by hate. The Democratic Party is an organization of hate. Blinded by animosity for America and a visceral loathing for Americans, they saw COVID and the Floyd riots as strokes of luck in their battle to control we the people. Conversely, they saw the Capitol Hill storming as 9/11 and Pearl Harbor a tragedy. And even more ghastly, they also knew it was not just Trump supporters, because Antifa had been indicating they were going to start wearing the... Antifa goes in under disguise. And when they're not under disguise, they're in black block. But they never go as their true... They never come as they are. So, Antifa infiltrators, like the man with the backpack and the black hat who bullied the officer and broke the window with a tool hidden in his hand just before Ashley Babbitt was shot, helped turn a mostly peaceful protest into a riot. Afraid of the people and no longer in control of their own paramilitary, which they're never in control of, they ran. And yet, when they ran for their lives, but when they realized they were going to survive, they realized the riot could be providential. Here were the right-wing riots that they'd been yearning for these past decades, but never happened because they just never happened. This created a crisis they could not waste. So Democrats and their medias and or their partners in media and big tech and big finance purged Trump from the public square, exercising their millenarian instincts to change the world. They intend to use emergency powers to declare war on more than half of us. And yet they always overreach and they always overestimate. Because big tech is only powerful over us as long as we indulge in big tech. Twitter can exercise no control over you at all if you're not on Twitter. Likewise, Facebook. Amazon, which a lot of people have gone to, because a lot of the stores are closed or, you know, and that was by, I'm almost believing now that was by design. It's like they've driven everything to the big box stores where it's okay to walk around and bump into each other as long as you're wearing a mask. But it's not okay to go to church and just sit there quietly. It's not okay to go to a restaurant. They stole an election but seem to have deluded themselves into believing that they are winners. They think they can abolish America, and we're just going to sit here and watch it happen. The reason they trumpet Capitol Hill, calling it an insurrection while threatening everyone involved with capital murder, is that they are frightened of you. They believe they run the country. But they don't know what's out there. They're out of touch. They're out of touch with anyone but their own base. And it is the same with Trump. They want to ruin him because it scares the shit out of them, knowing if he runs in 2024, he will be the favorite again. He will clear the field. So to stymie that candidacy, they're going to try to impeach. Well, they have impeached him again. And they're determined to make us pay as well. Anyone who disagrees with them on any policy has to be destroyed. Anyone who supported Trump must be ostracized and not merely silenced, but also lose jobs and careers. January 6th allowed Biden to label all doubt of his electoral conquest the big lie. And his solution, of course, is always the left solution, 1,000 little lies. He says he wants unity, but they define unity the same way Barry and his minions define bipartisanship. Both are offers of grace to political opponents who do as they're told. We have seen this movie before. It did not work for Obama, and it will not work for, for chiliastic Joe. And Biden is a despicable human being, a pederast, corrupt as hell, not too bright, even before the onset of his aphasic dementia. He's going to show the world exactly who he is and what he is, and it's a good bet he will do so sooner rather than later. He must. Because just as with the scorpion, this is his nature. Cancel culture once belonged to the two woke, and now it's a tool of the left incorporated. A motley agglomeration of Democrats, media, big tech, and big finance. They will wield that weapon with brutality while gaining power and amassing enormous wealth. They used to hide who they were. Now the mask is dropped. They want us to know who they are. They want us to be afraid. You should believe who they are. They're making lists and checking them twice. They want us to know they're coming for us. I saw something the other day. Your Second Amendment rights allow you to buy a machine gun. Click here. Telling me I could buy an illegal gun, poison gas, grenades, field mortars, and artillery online. If I would just click on that button in the email. They were bare-bones emails, no heading or advertising. This smacks of entrapment to me. Like the FBI, you know. It's like George Papadopoulos or Carter Page, with the authorities trying to set me up for doing it in such a clumsy fashion that no one would fall for it. Biden should appoint a man in an eye patch stroking a cat as director of the FBI. They have deplatformed Trump, but that's temporary. The reason the Ayatollah still has his accounts is the Democrats and the Ayatollah want the same thing, death to America. And if they eliminate us, you know, well, so what? But I got bad news. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. They took down Parler. Parler will be back. We'll be back. They're playing with fire like they want insurrection. That's so incredibly foolish to push for that. They may control the cities, but we control the landmass. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In a desperate gambit to lay the blame for the Capitol occupation at the feet of America's firearms owners, Gun haters are ginning up for some more slanderous claims aimed at prominent Second Amendment supporters like gun-toting freshman Congressional Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, is one who's been singled out for their anti-gunner smear campaign. She's being falsely accused of offering some Trump supporters a reconnaissance tour of the U.S. Capitol the day before the building came under siege. Her political enemies say the tour was a seditious act, giving insurrectionists a good look at the interior of the Capitol in advance of the assault. Only one problem with that is that the widely circulated tweet that shows Representative Boebert posing on the U.S. Capitol steps before taking the group inside, a group that Twitter says includes Capitol Hill rioters, that was not taken at the Capitol, and she was not Representative Lauren Boebert at the time. Here we have one Yahoo. Here it is, Lauren Boebert giving the reconnaissance tour the day before the attack. The day of the attack, she was live-tweeting Speaker Pelosi's location. She has to be removed immediately. Then this is a photo that member of Congress Lauren Boebert posted on her Instagram page on January the 5th. This is the group she then took on a guided tour of the Capitol after this photo was taken. These people participated in the insurrection the following day. At least one has been charged. Well, unfortunately, I mean, this is how bad it is. This little lie was exposed by a gentleman named Will Sommer, who is a politics reporter for the Daily Beast, which is not exactly Captain Conservative. And he posted proof that the insurrectionist conspiracy photo was more than a year old and taken more than 1,000 miles from the U.S. Capitol. The photo, if you have seen it, was actually taken December 2019 from outside Colorado's state capitol. In truth, I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. Remember when they were taking pictures of children in cages that occurred during the Obama administration and said that this was happening under Trump's watch? At the time the picture was taken, Boebert was a high-profile gun rights activist and owner of a restaurant where the servers famously open-carried firearms. After the Twitter user who posted the smear was publicly shamed, the offending tweet was then deleted. The interesting thing to ask here is for the person that published this, did they publish this and think to themselves, I'm going to fabricate a bunch of outrage over this picture, which I clearly know is not about to be what I said it is, or did somebody send this to them and say, look, this is her on the steps of the Capitol with a bunch of people that are going to go into the Capitol tomorrow? And did they simply just take it at face value? Because a lot of people do this. At the time of the crisis at the Capitol, Boebert had become a lightning rod for the anti-gun crowd when she declared that her reputation for packing heat would extend to carrying her sidearm to work every day in Congress. Elsewhere, a New Jersey Democrat congresswoman is also amplifying the apparently baseless claim that other Patriot sympathizer members gave reconnaissance tours the day before the Capitol was occupied. And we get this. Breaking, Representative Mickey Sherrill, Democrat, New Jersey, a Navy veteran and Annapolis grad who sits on the House Armed Services Committee, said she saw fellow members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th, a reconnaissance of the next day. You know, people go to see their congressmen all the time. And if they've had the foresight to maybe make an appointment with the congressman, then the congressman may take them on a tour. I don't know how many congressmen know how to do reconnaissance. Reconnaissance is not just walking around. Reconnaissance is a lot of different things. It is very involved. It's not just walking around and from what I've seen of the Capitol, I've never been there. Never going to go. I'm never going to go to the people's house. And now we have this thing, and I talked about this, and I'll continue talking about it till the date passes. There's this there's posts about a DC ARM takeover being planned in plain sight. And because of the posts that are coming out, and because there is no critical thinking going on anywhere most of the time, they've now fenced off and walled off the Capitol. There's a poster that has been widely shared online for more than a week with plaintive cries from Twitter users to make sure the FBI sees this. The poster says, when democracy is destroyed, refuse to be silenced. Armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Come armed at your personal discretion. January 17, 2021. Over 200 years ago, our founding fathers fought for the rights and liberties of this nation. Don't let their efforts be in vain. Demand freedom. End the corruption. Stand up for liberty. On the left side of the Statue of Liberty, for some reason, there's Antifa stars drawn on her ribcage and under her arm. This is what they would refer to as a militia call-out poster. But then if you look at it, you might realize you've seen this image before if you live in a big city. Because the original poster said, Tuesday, 11-3, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Black Civics Election Night Watch Party. Special guest, Be the Power, Politics in Black, ADOS CA Media. This was a BLM poster. The graphic was taken from a Black Lives Matter poster. And to me, in a sort of way, this is sort of a beckoning. This is a beckoning. People can be persuaded to believe a lot of things. Hence, the entertainment value of conspiracy theory, for example. But the other part about the poster is that there's no organization claiming that we put this together. There's nobody saying this is us. And typically with gun rights, there's going to be a gun rights organization pushing that out there. So this is either a federal plot to try to ensnare a few things, I don't know what it is, but there will be intense efforts that will probably continue to conjure up armed confrontations around the country in the days leading up to January the 20th. And gun owners will be challenged to commit to a longer view, that the campaign to demonize and subjugate the very citizens the left fears most, which is you, America's gun owners, is not going to stop anytime soon. It's not going to stop anytime soon. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has penned a formal letter of resignation in which he condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Azar late Friday night said he will resign at noon on Wednesday. In the letter to President Donald Trump dated this past Tuesday, Azar says the attacks on the Capitol were an assault on our democracy and on the tradition of peaceful transitions of power. President-elect Biden is pledging to boost supplies of the coronavirus vaccine and set up new vaccination sites to meet his goal of 100 million shots in 100 days.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far. Our plan is as clear as it is bold. Get more people vaccinated for free. Create more places for them to get vaccinated. Mobilize more medical teams to get the shots in people's arms. Increase supply and get it out the door as soon as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Moving and shaking at the NRA, USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members.
The COVID variant that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached another state. Oregon health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the virus. They have no known travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states and 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The CDC says there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not affect the effectiveness of the vaccines. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. The fake stream media has a big problem when it comes to gun owners. And they have a big problem with gun owners. Like Jennifer Carlson. She writes for the Washington Post. She provides a fantastic example of the inability by the vast majority of the fake stream media to approach gun ownership as a normal activity. They refer to this as something they do, as opposed to something that we do. And Carlson's piece is full of us versus them speak. Now, remember now, this is now coming from the faction that says we must unify. It reminds me of Jane Goodall describing the behavior of primates to an audience of rapt listeners. Carlson says that gun owners have simply made everything about guns, arguing that the assault on the U.S. Capitol has been turned into an attack on the Second Amendment with the placing of magnometers in front of the House, in front of the doors to the House chamber. But this isn't an isolated incident, according to her. She writes, take Hurricane Katrina. Falling disproportionately on the impoverished black residents of New Orleans, the storm's suffering was sprawling, devastating, and protracted. Infrastructure proved faulty. Protocols proved ineffective. Tens of thousands ended up trapped in the flood-filled city with little in the way of food or necessities. All told, the disaster led to the deaths of over 1,800 people and $125 billion in damage. There was much, too much to criticize about the actions undertaken and not taken during and after Katrina. But for Second Amendment advocates, the primary lesson was not about public infrastructure, structural racism, or government incompetence. Rather, it was a tale of unthinkable tyranny. Police in Louisiana were confiscating weapons during a natural disaster with a mass evacuation. As the headline of an NRA story summarized 10 years ago, a decade later, remember New Orleans, gun confiscation can and has happened in America. Soon after the storm, the NRA successfully lobbied to pass the Disaster Recovery Personal Protection Act of 2006 at the federal level as well as similar laws at the state level. These laws promise to prevent a terrifying prospect to hardcore Second Amendment advocates, the opportunistic seizure and confiscation of lawful guns during a state of emergency. Well, here's the thing. Gun owners, and without a doubt, some don't go this deep into it. I look at owning a gun. I look at the Second Amendment. I look at all of this as the complete and total enabler of everything else in the Constitution. The ultimate veto against tyranny. A tool, if wanted and if used by the people, that could stop a tyrannical government in its tracks, or at least disrupt it. And that's all I look at it. That's the only way I look at it. And in this world where, you know, where violence is constantly pushed as a means, you know, on the left, where the rhetoric has gone beyond sports and now they're actually wanting to apply this to individuals. Self-defense becomes a thing. And the thing is that those gun confiscations really did take place. And to those who did have their firearm taken from them, only to see the police disappear afterwards, that did leave an impression. And no, the NRA didn't talk about public infrastructure or structural racism in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Why would you expect them to? Their focus is on the right to keep and bear arms, and that was part of what happened. The move to adopt emergency powers legislation has also paid off. In 2012, the state of Virginia approved limiting the governor's power to regulate the Second Amendment during a state of emergency. It's the big reason why gun stores stayed open during the first round of non-essential business closures last spring and helped to ensure that Americans who did want to have a gun, as things got really weird, could do so. And, as Jennifer notes, a lot of Americans have embraced their Second Amendment rights for the first time in recent months. She writes, as I've found in countless conversations with gun carriers, gun instructors, and gun sellers over the past decade, Americans find guns appealing, especially when other collective security apparatuses seem frail, flimsy, and fragile. This explains not just why guns are particularly appealing to men experiencing socioeconomic precarity, as my research and other work have shown, but also why gun sales have skyrocketed over the past year as complex, multi-layered crises, the coronavirus pandemic, the epidemic of police violence, political instability, have been uncannily reduced to problems only guns can address. The epidemic of police violence. Yeah. I love how we have to sandwich in some of these politically correct things that they come out there. As a Florida gun seller told me, when you have uncertainty, you have to have a guarantee. And the only guarantee in this country is the right to protect yourself. It also helps explain how gun rights can provide a discursive big tent for people embracing a cacophony of politics, from resistance to racist police violence, to the very white supremacy that drives racist police violence. Pro-gun Americans aren't monolithic, and gun rights provide an accommodating political agenda, as one concedes that expanding gun rights are a model way to solve social problems. Obviously, Jennifer believes in racism. Systemic racism, white supremacy. But she does acknowledge something very important, the big tent nature of the Second Amendment movement, which is rare in modern politics. I don't care who wants to, if you are a law-abiding citizen of the United States, I don't care what else you are. If you want to have a gun, and you can legally have a gun, you should have a gun. If you want to carry it, you should carry it. You should get training, but that's not a prerequisite. All of that should be in place. Unfortunately, just a few sentences after recognizing that gun rights advocates aren't monolithic about anything unrelated to the Second Amendment, she unloads this. She writes, the recent outrage by Republican lawmakers indicates just how much today's gun politics has managed to swallow up many of our most intractable problems, crowding out alternative ways of understanding, engaging, and ultimately addressing the stark issues facing us. Meanwhile, rather than grapple with the difficult realities of a broken society made evident by the attempted insurrection, gun rights advocates are already warning that the riot was a false flag event aimed at ultimately disarming Americans. I have not called it a false flag event. I have called it a disorganized event, and I have stated that Antifa got themselves sprinkled in there, and they did foment a lot of agitation. Whether I want to call this a false flag event, I don't know. I think this is actually quite the opportunistic thing. There is indications that there was some pre-planning on the part of Antifa, which means if there was pre-planning on the part of Antifa, FBI is following this up because they're going to pursue this as a terrorist act investigation. If there was pre-planning on this and some other stuff, then that means that the whole premise behind the impeachment of Donald Trump was false. But the whole impeachment of Donald Trump is suspect anyway. There was no hearings. Nobody got to try to defend themselves or anything else. There was no debate. It was just we're voting to impeach. They did the very bare minimum they had to do. They did the short form. What is true here is that there were bad actors across the political spectrum, like John Earl Sullivan, who's been arrested and charged with a variety of crimes related to the storming of the Capitol. The charges state that Sullivan can be seen in a video posted on YouTube telling a crowd over a microphone, we're going to burn this blank down, and we ain't waiting until the next election. We're about to get that blank. And then he leads the crowd in a chant of, it's time for a revolution. Yeah. Not just about guns. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
More time. Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A couple of things before I let you go. A new study by UC Davis is linking an increase in firearm purchases to the coronavirus pandemic. And the study also shows what researchers are calling a concerning rise in unsecure storage practices of loaded guns at home in response to the pandemic. Now, let me state this, and let me be very plain about this. If you're going to carry a gun, if you're going to have a gun for self-defense, and you're going to do something, say, along the lines of keep it close to you when you're asleep, figuratively leaving it on the nightstand, if you will, there are a variety of quick deployment methods that you can use which will secure the gun. And the only reason I bring this up is if you have toddlers walking around, if you have six-year-olds walking around, this should be part of your mindset. At a, you know, and I'm not going to tell you when to do this, but at a certain time, you need to introduce them to the fact that you have this and take away the mystique of it existing. Because what does a curious child, if you tell a curious child, don't go in there, you're not supposed to go in, what are they going to do? I mean, this is just the nature of things. This is not me being reckless or anything. You do have to take steps to ensure that even after you've taken away the mystique, that even if that still lingers, you have to be, that there has to be things in place. So, having said that, let's press forward. Brandon Irwin said, that gun sales are so far up, it's unbelievable. He's the owner of a gun shop called Wild Bill's Old West Trading in Elk Grove. And he told ABC 10 back in October that gun sales have never been better. The diversity of people buying firearms is unbelievable. It's everybody out there that's buying guns now. People who've never thought about buying a gun before are now doing it. Now, this, of course, is coming out of California. And according to the study by the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis, it's not only happening in Elk Grove, but it's happening all over the state of California as a response to the pandemic. Dr. Nicole Kravitz-Wirtz, an assistant professor with the Violence Prevention Research Program, said, "We found that approximately 110,000 people had purchased a firearm in response to the pandemic. Approximately 40% of those 110,000 people had never owned a gun before. Most of our respondents who either acquired a firearm or changed their storage practice cited a perceived need for self-protection." And based on the nearly 3,000 people surveyed in the California survey and well-being survey, we get 76% said they purchased a new gun, citing worries about lawlessness. Well, yeah, in California right now, there's a lot of that happening. There's a lot of homeless. There's a lot of drugs. That always leads to lawlessness. 56% said they were worried about prisoner releases. Well, that's a thing, too. 49% said they were worried about the government going too far. Well, those are three very valid points. Researchers involved with this study said the most concerning piece of evidence was an increase in loaded, unrestrained guns during the pandemic, finding around 50,000 people that have at least one loaded gun not locked up at a home. This increases the risk for both unintentional shootings as well as for anyone who may be suffering from mental health-related concerns for suicide, Kravitz-Wirtz said. We'll talk about that in just a minute. So, what did they do? They went looking. They went looking. And they found a consequence ABC 10 has reported on before. After a 13-year-old boy in Auburn found an unrestrained gun in a nightstand belonging to an adult in the home, which, I love the terminology, an adult in the home. Was this a parent? Accidentally shooting and killing himself in front of two other kids back in August. And more recently in Lodi, where a 11-year-old boy shot and killed himself with a gun, also registered to an adult at home, while on a 6th grade distance learning Zoom call last month. Now, California law, which is in place now, says a person cannot store a gun where a child may access it, and is an offense if the child gets hurt or anybody else gets hurt. But then we come to this. Every gun should be locked up with a California-approved locking device, either a cable that goes through the action of the firearm that disables it from being loaded and fired, or the box-type container that's locked that you can't easily break into. And this is where they lose me. A gun, which is purposed for a self-defense weapon, cannot be disabled and put back. You know, if you're running one of these safety locks, which it looks like a big flexible padlock if you've never seen one. Every gun ships with it. Well, if you have that set up that way, it's not going to be very much use to you in a self-defense situation, and that's where the problem lies. My guns, except for the one that I am keeping out, and I carry a gun everywhere in the house, I leave no guns laying anywhere. And the guns I do have that I'm not carrying are secured. They're not secured because I have small children. They're secured because one of my big nightmare scenarios would be for the house to be broken into and for somebody to steal my guns and go out and use them in crime. So to that end, I have quite the little apparatus in place to keep them from getting to them in the first place. I also have cameras around the house so I can see what's coming. And I also have a weapon at hand should something come up as it's coming, you know, as they're trying to storm the place. And I then have to deal with them. And I can't do any of that if I take and disable the weapon that I'm going to be using for self-defense. For these places they're referring to here is the, where they have a gun in the house. One. They're not like me. And yes, any child killing themselves with a weapon is horrific. It's an aberration. But while they're out here referring to these people as adults at home, these are probably parents. These are probably parents that probably sold the gun right after this happened or broke it or something because they blame the gun for them not taking the steps that they needed to take, which is, I can't imagine it. I simply cannot imagine it. But I'm really interested in the way they view this. And then finally, before we go away, David Hogg, he came out the other day. I thought he was in college. He's never one that, you know, the kid from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, he's never really covered himself in glory, unless you agree with him. Because all he did was go to a high school where something bad happened. And he wasn't in the building when it happened. And then he turned that into a career, advocating for gun control, even though he really didn't understand the subject in the least. And so he decided to push for something that took the stupid so far beyond his usual brand that I had to point this out to you. He thinks if you want a gun, you should need to pay for liability insurance so anyone you injure or kill has all their medical bills, funeral costs, and therapy covered. I did not know you could have therapy after a funeral. It should not be the victims of gun violence to pay for their therapy and medical bills or funerals. It makes me wonder if he's actually mastered human speech. The proposition that he's putting forward here is that the only reason, in his world, the only reason people go to gun stores and obtain a firearm through the legal means is simply to commit crimes. Now, there are a select few people that have done that. Yes, there have, no doubt about it. And this is a very tiny slice of those who commit violent crimes with firearms each and every year. Most of them are going to get their guns illegally. Most of those injured or killed in violent firearms-related crimes are hurt with guns obtained through the black market. No one is buying a gun on the black market, David, is going to buy insurance, by the way. I can see some mechanism for the victims of violent crimes to not be saddled with the expenses that arise. I get it. But the problem is that the ideas like this, and Hogg isn't first to talk about this, is that it's predicated on the idea that you, the law-abiding citizen, are not really law-abiding. So for something like this to have any impact, the good guys with guns would really have to be bad guys and be shooting up the place. And that's not what's happening. But for Hogg and his anti-gun buddies, that's what it's always about. And he also tweets a lot about other progressive politics, suggesting that he's all kinds of worried about poor people. But what he's talking about would have more impact on poor people than it would on me. We'll be back next week. In the interim, be aware. Stay awake. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.